Well, whenever Advent comes around, it can be easy to get swept into this time of preparation because there are just so many wonderful resources available from so many Catholic ministries. Joining us today to chat about how families can bring children into the mix is Nancy Banzich from Catholic Sprouts, a ministry for Catholic parents, working to empower them as primary educators of the faith. You can find an abundance of Advent and other resources at CatholicSprouts.com. Nancy, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Great to have you back on the program. So I think we usually do this, but I'm going to ask you to do it one more time. Give us a little bit of a story about the founding of Catholic Sprouts and how has it grown since its founding?
Sure. So my husband Bill and I, we live out in Delano, and we're expecting our sixth baby right around Christmas. So our nice. Oldest is in fourth grade and then down. And so, like I think almost everybody, I had some pretty different views or just ideas about what it was going to be like to raise kids in the faith than it actually turned out to be. You know, you kind of think that a lot of the teaching of the faith will kind of just happen organically, you know, or that, like, crafts will really teach them the faith. I don't know. You know, you kind of get into it and life's very busy and stressful and someone's always hungry or dirty, and it just wasn't happening the way I thought it would happen, and I started to feel really bad about that. And so I'm a big podcast listener, big time, and so I just had this idea, like, wouldn't it be amazing if there was something I could turn on for the kids, like, well, they're eating oatmeal in the morning, and I'm, you know, holding the baby or whatever, and they could just get like a little dose of true authentic Catholicism, and we could maybe talk about it for a minute and then go on with our day and just feel really good that we had that dose of Catholicism. Well, there wasn't anything like that out there. So because I'm kind of bullheaded, I just went and created it. So about 3.5 years ago, we created the Catholic Sprouts podcast, and that's all it is. It's like a 5-minute daily podcast for Catholic kids. We go through all sorts of different topics, you know, whether it's saint stories or the liturgical year or going through Catholic teaching or the sacraments or whatever. We pick just different themes each week and talk about it and tell lots of stories. And I'm so grateful that I get to turn it on for my kids in the morning. That's like 100% of the reason why I do it. So because they listen better to my recorded voice than to my
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Voice. Yeah. Uh-huh. And also, I'm always in a good mood when I turn on the podcast. You know, my voice is happy and, you know, in real life that can change. So I do that and we're just so blessed. It's grown a ton. Tons of classrooms turn it on every day, you know, while kids are eating their snacks and homeschooling moms and parents that commute their kids to school, whatever it is. It's been such a joy to realize that I wasn't the only one struggling to catechize my kids, you know, even though I really wanted to, and that there was a lot of parents out there that needed something like that. So it's grown a ton, and we've been so blessed also to see how powerful audio can be as we form our children. You know, I really have learned through my own kids that the best way to teach them the faith is to actually, like, sit with them and learn together and then leave time for a conversation. You know, all of the research coming out on the transfer of faith from one generation to the next, there's some great studies out of Notre Dame. It's really surprising, you know, the biggest predictor for whether our children will remain Catholic or not is whether there are faith conversations in the home. You know, it's not about, like, whether a parent has a doctorate in theology or anything like that. It's really about, is a parent willing to stop, to, you know, expose themselves to some sort of Catholic teaching with their child and then talk about it.
Yeah, talk, you know, about it, exactly.
Yeah, and that makes so much sense. You know, our children, at least my kids, have tons of questions. And the fact that we're willing to sit there, And what we've experienced is that the most powerful opportunities in conversation are not when they ask me a question and I know the answer and I can just, you know, lecture on it. Mm-hmm. The most powerful moments are when I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we make a plan to find that answer together, whether it's, you know, jumping on the internet or planning to stop our priest after Mass on Sunday, you know, whatever it is. But that truly has been, you know, because then they feel like we're in this together, like Mom and Dad really care about this too. And I think it also sets our kids up to realize that learning the faith is something we do our whole life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just something you graduate from when you're confirmed. When you're an adult, you're still seeking to understand better.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because, having taught some confirmation classes, I think that's still the prevalent attitude, not only amongst the confirmandi, but amongst their parents as well. And so,
unfortunately, yeah.
But I can see that. I can see that if you're having these conversations with your kids, then they can see that, hey, Mom and Dad are still there. Well, one, they see that there's something they don't know, which you might not want to be, you know, that open and honest about. but at the same time, it's like you said, it's I'm continuing to learn about my faith. I'm continuing to grow in my faith, to grow closer to the Lord. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. You know, we have really found, so my husband and I are both cradle Catholics, but, you know, my mom's a convert and, you know, they very much allow the parish to do our formation. Just that's the generation I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And so there are like deep holes, at least there were in my own formation. And honestly, we're very open with our kids that there's a lot of things we don't know. But I think when you have those conversations with like the fundamental understanding that our church is founded by Jesus Christ himself, truth exists here. There is an answer to this question, you know, and we will find it. I think it's just such a powerful environment to raise children in, you know?
Right.
We're also
right.
learning there is truth and we will find it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I guess I would argue that the more that stands out as kind of countercultural, which I think it is more and more, then the more powerful it actually becomes when people engage with it, right?
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
And what a sturdy foundation to raise children on.
Right.
You know, as opposed to go out and discover what's true for you. I mean, that's so shaky and scary for a child, especially since it's a lie, right?
There is truth. Right, right, so. Exactly, yeah. Well, we are in Advent and we're having somewhat of an Advent focus and everything. Just wondering, what Catholic Spouts, what are the podcasts? Are you taking into account the Advent season and are you reflecting on Advent sorts of things? What are you doing for Advent?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I love the liturgical year. I love that it informs really the topics we should be thinking about. All year on the Catholic Sprouts, we start kind of a new season in the fall. So since the fall, we've been going through just arguments for the faith, and we've been talking about all the reasons why the Catholic Church is the true church, the true version of Christianity. And, you know, lately we've been going through a lot of how our church in particular is the one place that offers true forgiveness, of course, through the sacrament of reconciliation. Our church is the place, you know, where victorious heroes are made through the saints. And it's just, you know, I kind of had this content planned and it sort of landed in Advent, but it's such a beautiful time to truly reflect on all that our church offers us to prepare, you know, especially with a deep calling to go to reconciliation during this time to prepare for Christmas and to just truly prepare room in our hearts to be the best versions of ourselves now. But the big thing that we do actually outside of the podcast that we've done for years is as a family, and we offer a version of this through Catholic Sprouts, is we do the Jesse tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we love doing the Jesse tree. And I feel like every year there's a little bit more of a connection that I make from all of the ancestors of Christ through salvation history and how, you know, God was gently planting these seeds and softening the hearts of his people. And I just love walking through the Old Testament during this time of, you know, short days and, you know, waiting for the light to come. I love the Jesse tree during Advent. And our kids really look forward to it too. And now that our oldest is 10, he's been through it a couple of times. And so it's fun to almost go deeper with him, you know, yeah. Like, okay, let's read a little bit more about Elijah. Let's go and read a little bit more about Jonah, whoever the character is for that day.
Right. Now, I know you have a description of the Jesse tree on CatholicSprouts.com, but just in case our listeners aren't familiar with Jesse tree, you want to give us just a quick overview of what's involved in doing a Jesse tree?
Sure. So the Jesse tree takes the days of Advent and assigns one of the ancestors of Jesus to each day. I guess not all of them are strict ancestors, but they're all people that came before. They're all from the Old Testament. And the name the Jesse tree comes from the prophecy that the Messiah would come from the line of Jesse. And of course, Jesse is the father of King David. And the prophecy says that, you know, even though, I mean, if you know the ancestors of King David, you know, they were not all good guys. A lot of them did their very best to completely sever a relationship with God. And so through exile and all these things, the tree of Jesse was cut down to a stump. But because God keeps his promises and is so good, and he promised the Messiah would come through this family tree, a sprout or a shoot comes off the stump. And of course, you know, Jesus is a descendant of David in the line of Jesse. So you kind of follow through all of salvation history. It starts with the creation of the world, goes all the way through, you know, the big players, Abraham, Joseph, you know, Jacob and Joseph and Moses, through the years in Egypt and through the desert wanderings, and then through the establishment of the new kingdom with David, and then a lot of the prophets, then you go through the Babylonian exile. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, as you're preparing for Jesus, you, of course, are going through the, you know, the ancestors right before he came, like Zechariah, Mary, Joseph. And then you, of course, Jesus is who we talk about on Christmas Day.
Right.
So it's just fun to see how all these stories link together. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part is just, in each of the stories, you can see God planting seeds for what the true Messiah will be.
Right. And I do want to underscore what you were already talking about, Nancy, which is that you don't need to be, you might say you don't even need to be familiar at all with the stories of, you know, I don't know anything about the Babylonian exile, so I can't do it. No, that's, in fact, you're provided with the resources to learn about it yourself if you're learning right alongside your children.
Oh, yeah. The way we do it is very much zero prep. Pick up the book, read the scripture passage printed right there, read the reflection, and then talk about it, you know, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that Daniel lived in Babylon. Oh, I didn't either. Okay, great. Now we know something, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, it's very much zero prep. I'm all about doing things for formation in our home that are very much pick up the book, read it, and maybe have a little discussion.
Right, right. Well, Nancy, we've only got about a minute left, which is unfortunate because you've got so many other things on CatholicSprouts.com. I'm right now on the page CatholicSprouts.com/Advent-Christmas-resources. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of things. You want to run through those things with us just briefly?
Sure. So, well, the big thing is we love it that people establish great prayer routines with their families during Advent, but it's unfortunate when those things just kind of fall off at Christmas. So our thing that we created this year is a Christmas devotional. It's called The Joy of the Incarnation, based on song. We'll get your family singing for the entire octave. So you can find that on our site, just in our shop, and it comes with a poster. My big thing is, like, let's really prepare well in Advent and keep it going once we get to Christmas, which, of course, starts on Christmas Day.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, Nancy Banjic, we're so grateful for the work that you do, and I tell you what, I'm a DRE in my parish. I'm gonna send them off, send my parents off this Catholic Sprouts link right when we're done here today. So, thank you so much for the work that you do, Nancy, and thank you for being with us on Practicing Catholic. God bless you, and keep up the good work, and blessed Advent to you.
Yes, happy Advent to you too. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's time for a break. You've been hearing some of the thank yous going out to Bishop Cousins, who is behind the launch of the Catholic Watchman back in 2016. Right after this break, we'll check in with the Watchman, now some 5 years strong, right after this word to the good bishop from Monica.
Always for caution, Monica Martin de la Iglesia San Enrique Monticello. Siempre lo extrañaremos mucho en nuestra comunidad hispana con todas sus oraciones, con todo lo que hizo por nosotros. Siempre nos tuvo en sus oraciones aquí, así que lo tendremos con nosotros y espero que donde vaya siempre encuentre la comunidad hispana que lo acoja. Muchas bendiciones y muchas gracias.